Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin.
Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcast, information for and about veterans. For this podcast, host Bill Hodges continues his discussion of the Veterans Treatment Court by talking with Susan Lopez, State's Attorney of Hillsborough County, Florida. Each of the podcasts this month will be in some way connected to the Veterans Treatment Court in Florida's Judicial District 13. This court is a model for the national program approved by Congress to set up courts that work to recover veterans who have come into conflict with the law. This, the second of these programs, highlights the actions of our County Public Defender's Office as it deals with veterans in this special program. We hope that if a program of this nature is not in your area, you will bring this podcast to the attention of those with the power to institute it. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I'm Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. And today, I have Florida's 13th Judicial District State Attorney, Susan Lopez, who prefers to be called Susie. And she's going to share with us her knowledge of the Veteran Treatment Court. This is a series I'm doing so that you'll understand that our vets are not being left out, hanged out to dry, that we're actually doing something in the judicial system to help those people who helped us and defended us. Welcome to the program, Susie.
Thanks, Bill. It's nice to be with you.
Give us a little overview of the Judicial District State Attorney's Office. I understand it's quite large.
You know, it is. I was born and raised in Hillsborough County, and I always learned that Hillsborough County is the same size as Rhode Island. And everybody thinks that Rhode Island is very small. And guess what? It's not, because Hillsborough County is big. It is 1,000 square miles. We are one of 20 judicial circuits in the state of Florida, but we are very special because we're one of only five that are single county jurisdictions. So I am the state attorney, the top prosecutor in Hillsborough County, and my office is made up of about 320 amazing, dedicated public servants. We have victim advocates, investigators, support staff, and of course, attorneys.
You know, I was looking at those numbers before we came on the air, and it divided 300 into 50,000. That's a big caseload.
You know, it is, because we have about 130 attorneys. So it's 320 total, but it's total employees, but it's about 130 attorneys. We prosecute everything from driving without a license, no valid driver's license, all the way up to capital cases, to first degree murder cases where we're seeking the death penalty. So we do pretty much, we do every crime in our Florida state statutes we prosecute.
Now, you have actually a long history with the military in your family.
I do. Both of my grandparents, my maternal grandmother was in the Red Cross. She was in Berlin and New Guinea in World War II. And my grandfather was in the U.S. Air Force, and he was in Tianjin. He was also in Japan as well. So he served in both theaters. And my mom served as a donut dolly in Vietnam, 1969-70. And my
now that's interesting. I don't know that I've ever met someone whose mom was a donut dolly.
So there were fewer than 630 in the whole war. So she served over there right when she graduated from college. Donut dollies are very unique in that they had to have college degrees and they were not nurses. So she was not USO, but she was not a nurse either. So she went over there and followed in my grandmother's footsteps. I called the Red Cross when I graduated from law school, because by that point in 2002, we had been through September 11th and we were entering into the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the donut dollies did not exist anymore because I was ready to ship off to be the third generation. So my mom has been very active in our COA, American Red Cross Overseas Association, in honor of my grandmother who served.
Now, what is your background as far as going into the state attorney's office?
So I was born and raised here, and I went off to college and law school and moved home and was a staff attorney at our Court of Appeal. And then I came to the state attorney's office in January of 2005 and intended to stay for a couple years, learn how to try a case. And 17 years later, I left when Governor DeSantis appointed me to the bench. And he appointed me in December of 2021, and I took the bench in January of 2022. I had my dream job. I absolutely loved being a judge. I was assigned to county civil, which is kind of like the people's court, and I loved it. And I also was able to do some criminal as well. And in August of 2022, I received a call to serve. And having come from a long line of people who have answered calls to serve our country, I was serving my community when Governor DeSantis's team asked me to step in to be the state attorney of Hillsborough County when he suspended my predecessor. And so I answered that call to serve. And on August the 4th of 2022, I became Hillsborough County's first female state attorney.
That's a feat in itself. But what does the state attorney's office do in the overall veteran treatment court? Maybe you might want to just give us your view of the court and its role, and then tell us how you act within it.
Veterans Treatment Court is, in my humble opinion, one of the biggest crowns, biggest jewels in the crown of the Hillsborough County judicial system. We have a number of problem-solving courts. We have drug court, we have mental health court, but Veterans Treatment Court is absolutely, I'll give you a secret. It's my favorite court to go and watch. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. And although Buffalo, New York was the first veterans treatment court in the country, Hillsborough County has become the model. We have won awards. We've had some incredible judges who have led this court over the course of the years, the last 10 years, and they all have served in our military. So we are the model, and only honorably discharged veterans who originally committed qualifying misdemeanors, so something that's only punishable by up to a year in jail, were allowed in. Over the course of time, felonies have been allowed in as well. And that was in 2015 when felonies were allowed in. And that was to be able to increase the number of veterans that we could serve. There is a team from the state attorney's office as well as from the public defender's office. And our teams are both incredible. They know the ins and outs of the Veterans Treatment Court, as well as they know all of the providers. Of course, we have James A. Haley, we have Bay Pines. And every veteran who is in Veterans Treatment Court is someone who has served our country.
Let me drop back just a second to our criteria.
Okay.
Now, as I understand it, someone with a BCD or dishonorable can now qualify with the court, with your permission or with the permission of the Attorney General?
With special conditions, yes. But that was originally, it had to be an honorable discharge. But like I said, we've expanded to felonies as well as other things in order to expand the base that we are allowed to serve. There are certain conditions when it comes to eligibility. The veteran must have suffered from a military-related illness, PTSD, as we know can be very common, substance abuse, TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, military sexual trauma. And this court, when certain offenses are committed, this veteran will be able to go and get the treatment that they need and the treatment that they deserve. We get veterans during their darkest time, but they have put their lives on the line for us and for our country. And so we're honored to be able to serve and to help them and to get them through these difficult times.
I'm one of the people out here who believes if you break it, you bought it. And a lot of the people who have the DDs and dishonorable discharges, bad conduct discharges, these people actually had the problem. And that's what caused the discharge. There is, in fact, cases in the federal courts all over for several hundred thousand discharges that have to be reviewed right now because the federal courts have said, whoa, wait a minute, these people. So I'm kind of glad to hear that people with any kind of discharge who served and its service can be shown to have caused the problem And I think that's the key. Get some help.
Those do take extra steps. And it's interesting that you mentioned federal courts, because there is a movement right now to get a veterans treatment court in our federal courts. Because right now in Hillsborough County, in the 13th Judicial Circuit, it's only in state court, but there's a movement now. And I think it's getting a good deal of support. And my support doesn't count, but I fully support it. For there to be a veterans treatment court in federal court as well.
It's kind of interesting. What role does the prosecutor play in the selection of cases?
We do screening. We work with, like I said, the public defender's office has a very strong team as well, and we work together with them. At the end of the day, we are prosecutors, but in this division, we also play the role of facilitator to help these veterans get through, because there's no happier day in veterans treatment court than to watch a graduation. And to watch a graduation, I love to get in there and just stand in the back and listen to the veterans tell their stories, because we know from 10 years of experience that a number of those graduates will later become mentors. And that's just an incredible thing to be able to watch and to be witness to.
I went to a graduation. Judge Shante invited me to come down. And I brought my wife, Phyllis, and Vern Hendricks, our producer. And we went down. And watching these people graduate, they weren't found innocent, quote, quote. It was graduation from a bad situation. And they're telling their stories. And honestly, some of these people would have scared me to death to walk down a dark street with. And yet they're telling these great stories. And I've got tears running down my face, because it's such a wonderful thing to see these lives recovered.
It is. You know, it really is. I enjoy going in on mornings that I'm able to get in there. I enjoy getting in there to watch and to learn, because there's a lesson to be learned from every graduation and from every graduate. So it's really an honor to be able to go in there and see. And so we want to be able to expand the base of who it is that we serve. And so we're doing our best to spread the good word about Veterans Treatment Court in our circuit.
Well, my guest this morning is Susie Lopez. She is the Florida 13th Judicial District State Attorney. And, you know, I've got to say that even for your attorneys, when you quote unquote lose a case, which doesn't happen very often that way, it's got to be a good feeling.
You know, the attorneys who work in there are so dedicated, and even the setup of the courtroom, Judge Shanti has done an incredible job. He has the flags of every branch of the military in there. So it's a very special assignment for Judge Shanti. It's a very special assignment for our attorneys, for the public defender's office attorneys who go in there and help to serve and to give back to this community who has given so much and sacrificed so much for us.
Well, you know, as I look at this community, I'm so proud to live here. Sheriff Cronister's program that he has for veterans coming in, what you're doing with veterans coming in, what Julianne Holt is doing in the public defender's office with people coming through the program. And of course, Judge Shante, who many people don't realize, is an active serving reserve commander of a large legal department in the U.S. military.
He is. And so it's wonderful. And, you know, we want to spread the word about the good works of Veterans Treatment Court. And so in September, my office hosted a training for all attorneys in Hillsborough County, not just criminal practitioners, anybody who wanted to come and learn about Veterans Treatment Court, what it took for someone to be eligible, what kind of crimes were eligible to go through the program, because we wanted people to understand. The public defender's office team, the state attorney's office team, we know, but we wanted to spread the good word, and we invite people to come to graduations. Courtrooms, as you're aware, Bill, are open to the public. And so
I wish more people would go down.
I'd
like to see busloads.
I do
just
too.
Go in and watch this program.
It's a big courtroom, and you know, we invite people to come down and to watch, and make sure you bring your Kleenex, because the stories are amazing. And because a lot of times these veterans aren't doing it on the first try. but they are sticking with it and they're not giving up on themselves, and the mentors are not giving up on them. And so it's really just a wonderful thing to be able to see in our courthouse.
Many of the mentors are good friends of mine, and the time and effort and energy they put into the program on their own, no recompense at all, just they want to make it work.
Colonel Reyes is a special friend of mine, and he does such a great job. And everyone who's a part of his team, the mentor team, are just incredible, incredible people. And they're so dedicated. And I look forward to hearing about when our graduates do become mentors, because that's just a special, very full circle moment that we really appreciate and shows us how wonderful Veterans Treatment Court is.
I've got about a minute. Is there any last thought you'd like to leave your audience with?
Hillsborough County is absolutely blessed to have people like you, Bill, and Colonel Reyes to spread the good news of Veterans Treatment Court. We're the second in the entire country, but we are the benchmark. And we have people come from all over the country to see what it is that we do, because this is a community that loves and supports its veterans. I was born and raised here. And so as a daughter of and granddaughter of veterans, I'm so proud to lead an office that plays such a large role in our Veterans Treatment Court and our supporting of our veterans.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. My guest today has been Florida's 13th Judicial District State Attorney, Susan Lopez. Prefers to be called Susie.
Thanks,
Susie,
Bill.
Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Veterans Corner Radio. You're unique, you're special, you're great. Tell yourself so often, because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you again very soon on Veterans Corner Radio.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.